Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to Busted Open's The Masters Class right here exclusively on the Busted Open Podcast. Please subscribe, rate, comment. We want to get a 5-star rating from you, the Busted Open Nation. If you like what you hear, like I said, subscribe or you can listen to our live show. That's right, 3 hours daily of Busted Open, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern Time, Monday through Saturday on SiriusXM Fight Nation, Channel 156. Here we are with the Masters of the Ring. That's right, our Masters, Tommy Dreamer, Mark Henry. Tommy and Mark, good morning to you.
What's up?
Good morning, Dave.
I am excited for today's show. Now, we're celebrating All Out. It's All Out weekend in Chicago. Myself and Mark Henry are in Chicago for All Out. So hopefully we've met some members of the Busted Open Nation. And it got me thinking. I mean, Chicago is one of the best cities when it comes to pro wrestling. So I would figure, Tommy and Mark, you both have some great stories to share with the nation when it comes to the great city of Chicago. So, Tommy, what are some of your stories, some of your moments, some of your memories when it comes to the Windy City?
Well, I have a lot. I love Chicago. I love its history and it goes back to the AWA, watching Comiskey Park, wrestling on, you know, with the, I remember the Freebirds and they had that massive show and I could remember the paneling walking to the ring. And I'd be like, man, this looks so great, but yet so bootleg, even as a straight up fan.
Yeah.
But I go way, way back to early ECW, man. And Chicago was so lit for us when we went there. And it was just like the industry was so different. And when we came there, it was next level for us. And what we used to do is we would reward you. We came there with a live event and then we'd come there with a TV and then the ultimate payback to the city was a pay-per-view. And that was the largest house we ever did for the original ECW was in Chicago at the old Odeon Theater. And man, when, if there was ever, we're going to make it, it was that thing of, wow, like, look at this. Like, we're so in the mix. And before that, like, we did everything Chicago. And it wasn't like how you do it now with PR tours and like, hey, we're going to do that. I literally would call up the White Sox. They still send me magazines for season tickets because I would call up and I would always use Seinfeld names and I would call up as a Seinfeld name, a random Seinfeld name. And I'd say, yes, I represent Extreme Championship Wrestling and we're coming into town, you know, and we had a suite for us. And for that, for all of us was a really, really big deal. Going to Giordano's Pizza was another big deal to have this new type of deep dish pizza. But we went to the White Sox game or then after that, you know, I saw Sammy Sosa hit number 60 in his home run chase. And that was just an amazing time. And we all did it together, like as a wrestling family traveling the world. And like literally we BS'd our way to get there. And if you really think about how ECW was, like we bullshitted our way to get to the top and the fans never forgot us. And just all those different memories were fabulous for me. And then, you know, when ECW goes away, This was on the time when it was on the ropes, and it was actually New Jack and I worked for CBS, and it was for a TV show called Early Edition, and we were filming a sitcom. And it was my first dabble really into like Hollywood. And this is like a real, real big deal. But for me, I could care less about it. And you could find it on YouTube if you go and search it. Or I know they still play the episodes. And the actor we worked with is super famous actor now. But he was like, man, you're really good at this. You should do this. And in my world, I was such in that wrestler bubble. I could care less about what was going on. I had a trailer. Jack had a trailer. It meant nothing to us. It just was a just new gig. After that, WWE was still in town when we were filming it, and the Dudleys were there. And of course, I'm going to go see Bubba and Devon. And it was my first unofficial offer to join WWE because I was put in contact with certain people. And it was like, hey, you have an open invite. You know, what do you want? You have an open invite, and what do you want us to pay you? Like, and I still stayed with that thing called ECW. And also, there was a lovely, and you know, Armando Estrada as a fan was there. There was a bit of a, let's say, fan incident where this fan wound up through the glass doors of the hotel and with Bubba and Devon, and of course, I'm there. And I remember like when all this is going down, and thankfully there was a police officer who saw the fan start the whole thing. And again, a young Armando Estrada was in attendance for that. And like that whole time, I remember this stupid Mark kept asking me if I was joining WWE. And I was like, get away from me. And it turns out to be Armando. But it's like the one time the ECW guys all get back together and there's a massive, massive like fight, all that stuff. And it was just like, oh boy, this is just not going to be good. But it turned out to be okay. But again, filled with landing in Chicago and dude, I just went there for Impact Wrestling and landing, seeing the Rosemont and that building is just magic. I mean, I was there for WrestleMania and just, I'm flooded with memories of this great town that I could just keep on talking and talking. Me, Dolph Ziggler and Hornswoggle driving past a gentleman's club called Heavenly Bodies and literally pulling a giant U-turn, not to go there to look at the clientele, but to go there so we could actually take a picture and send it to Dr. Tom Pritchard as we're doing the Heavenly Bodies entrance and filming, doing the Juggalo Jimmy Del Rey weird hip thing that he would do. Dude, I could go on and on, or like that 24-hour IHOP that's right in that same plaza where the Rosemont is, and just having like me and Colin Delaney versus The Miz and John Morrison, me getting into a massive argument in Gorilla with Vince McMahon after that match, like because he didn't acknowledge me at all when I put the whole match together. That would be like where Gorilla just went silent because somebody, I screamed at Vince. And again, even when I go there on indies, just like I was literally there last month for Impact and Emergence. And I love that town. It's a great wrestling town. I've been there so many times, C2, E2, when you just see all these fans converging. And I don't really do autograph appearances. And just like everyone telling you, like, what a great time or part of their lives and careers they've had because of things like that you have done. And, you know, what ECW's meant. I mean, I hung out with Road Warrior Animal there for 3 days, which I can't do anymore. So it's a home away from home for a lot of wrestlers, but it's also just one of those major iconic cities, being part of the first two All Outs, you know, being a surprise and, you know, agenting and being in the Battle Royal, the first two ones, it's there. And seeing how this was blowing up and knowing that this thing called AEW is going to be special. The first one where you didn't know who was even backing it, whether it was Ring of Honor, what was going on, to then the second one. And it was just like, wow. And like, dude, like, even like when we talk about history, I didn't even realize Rey Mysterio was part of one. And I was like, huh? I was there and Rey was there?
Yep.
And I just, you forget about it. Or even when like Jericho showed up and he like was totally hidden even to us. And somebody walks past me and he calls me blah. And he's like, hey, blah. And I didn't even know it was him. And like when we talk about that's like keeping secrets from the boys, but they're good secrets. It's a good Christmas gift. Again, I could go on and on about everything Chicago, but man, you've been great to me. You've been great to the wrestling business. But if I'm talking from a personal standpoint, it's just you've been an amazing town for me in my career through ECW, WWE, Impact, Indies, just... You're special in my heart, and I look forward to wrestling in you again.
Yep.
Same Chicago. Thing we said at Heavenly Bodies as well.
Mark, great segue. Mark, Chicago, I know you have some amazing memories in Chicago.
Oh, my God, man. I'm going to start with the funny and get more to the serious.
Okay.
There were things that happened here, man. Our own Bully Ray, I wish he was on the show today. We're in a bar in Chicago. And this guy comes up and he goes, hey, Bubba, can you sign my autograph? And Bully says, no, and fuck off. And the guy goes, well, man, fuck you. And he pushes him. And Bully goes, like, it was like a movie. Like, he looked at me and was like, and open hand slaps this guy. This guy punches him in the face. And Bully goes, that's all you got? And wow, and just beats the shit out of this guy. And I'm like, well, welcome to Chicago. Like, and man, like, the matches. I had an incident, me and CM Punk and Kofi Kingston and a few other guys that was like, we had a buddy moment. And we just so all happened to be involved in this tag match. And I took a slice of Chicago pizza, deep dish pizza, to the ring and offered it as a truce. And of course, the bad guys always... knocked the piece out, and the whole crowd, it was like Andre the Giant came back from the dead, and the whole crowd was like, oh my God, like, you knocked the piece out of Mark Henry's hand? And of course, we stomped the hell out of him, and it was just a good moment, and it was so much fun. Like, Chicago was a place where I had some unbelievable moments, and the number one moment in my career at that point was to be in a co-main event at WrestleMania. In WrestleMania 22, me and Undertaker in a casket match. And like, that was such a pivotal moment in my career that I can't even put it into words, man, like how important it was, because it validated me in a whole new way. And I went on to be able to tell the story of how, you know, that match came to be. Like, I had a dream about that match. And when I told it to Taker, he said, oh, they told you about it. They smartened you up, huh? I was like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. And I honestly didn't know that they had something in the works. It's just that I dreamed. I was like, and like, it was, you know, the Boston Garden floor, the parquet floor. And he said, yeah. I was like, that was the way that it was in Chicago. And he went, all right, man. So we have the match. We do a double down in the match, and we're both laying on the floor, looking up at the ceiling. Anybody that's ever been to the Rosemont, the ceiling is wood, parquet. And we both looking up and I said, look at the ceiling. And he goes, holy shit, it's time to go. We went home. Like, I mean, it was just like Chicago plays a really, really important role in my career. And not to mention, you fast forward to now. And CM, it's no secret, CM Punk and I are real tight. And we talked all the time during his hiatus from wrestling. We were on a show together on Fox. Like we have a very, very close relationship. And we get a week or two out from coming to Chicago, and I'm calling him trying to get together. The hell with wrestling. I just, you know, wanted to see my boy. And he's not answering. And then I get to Chicago, I call again, nothing. I call April, nothing. So I'm thinking, shit, something went wrong. Like, what's going on? Like, I got heat. And then his music hits. And I'm at the announce table. I'm calling the show. And I could not believe it. He came out and the crowd was at a continuous fever pitch for over 10 minutes. And I told you, I'd only experienced that maybe four times in my career. And it was people like Hogan, The Rock, Austin, Undertaker, Michaels. It was the elite of the elite. And he rose to that point. And man, like a tear came to my eye. And I looked in the crowd, and you could see the videos on AEW when Punk came out, like grown people were crying. They were so happy to have him back. Like he is, it's like that long lost uncle or cousin that you haven't seen that you loved, and now you get him back. And we have CM Punk back. And here we are in Chicago, and there's gonna be more CM Punk. The ice cream bars. He gave away 50,000 ice creams. They were selling the ice creams for up to $1,000-$1,500 online the next day. I have two in my refrigerator if y'all want to buy them. But like Chicago has some unbelievable memories for me. Look at that. Look at that, guys. Dave LaGreca has... I told you, don't eat it. Don't open it. Leave it in
there. It's been sitting in it. I don't know what's... I hope there's no bacteria that's seeping out of this wrapper because it's been sitting in this office where I do the show since...
Since that day.
I'll eat it.
You know what? Normally I would say, okay, badass, do it. But I love you too much to have you die.
The thing about this has not, Tommy, just so you know, this has not been refrigerated. You know, this has been like, you know, it's been over a year now. It's over a year that it's not been, you know, anywhere near anything
of
cold.
Pasteurized milk product.
It's solid. Yeah. This is like solid. So I can't even imagine.
It's petrified.
Yeah, I can't even imagine what would happen to you if you bit into this ice cream.
Oh man, bowl. I do. I know exactly. You would hear like, and then you would hear. That's what would happen.
That's good. Sound like the great week traveling with the great Khali. Wow. You've explained a lot of road trips with me and Khali.
You would literally have
questions. Hang on.
Okay.
Number one, I have turkey legit in my refrigerator that says August 11th that I cooked, defrosted, and I'm thinking of eating it tonight. I might do it just to see if I get sick now.
Why?
Well, Dave, don't ask.
I like to tempt
it. Tommy Dreamer.
Also, okay. If I get sick and I lose weight, it's a Kickstarter to help me lose weight. I'm struggling.
Can y'all hear this shit?
I got two questions for you, Mark. Your WrestleMania payoff, and you don't have to say what it was. Was that your largest payoff you ever had in wrestling?
Me and Undertaker, yeah.
Okay, that's
at that point.
So it wasn't your largest ever?
No.
Wow. Two, the Bully thing, and I know he's not here. I'm thinking Bubba's in his head thinking this fan is coming up to him and making fun of Bubba because he used to be a stuttering guy on television. And then Bubba takes it that way. But then does this guy really have a stutter?
That's what I was
and
thinking.
That's why.
No, he was being an ass. He was being an ass. And he Bully says it best. He's like, fans can get what they want. Assholes get what they deserve.
Yep, no, I get it.
And that dude deserved to have his ass beat. He lucky I didn't put the boots to him, too.
So but shocking that Bully's got into two physical altercations in Chicago.
Oh, man, Bully had physical altercations everywhere. That's why he's Bully.
Nice.
How did he not get sued? I got sued when I hit people.
There was also a cool after-hours place that would take care of all the boys that... None of us, like, it was just a cool hangout that when everything was closed, they kept it open for us. And it's weird, like Chicago, a lot of times all the boys just get together and just hang out. And I could continue to list on and on so many memories and moments like that.
Guys, great moments in Chicago. I'm sure we're going to be talking about some great moments next week on our live edition of Busted Open, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time on 6M Fight Nation Channel 156. I hope you enjoyed what you listened to today. If you do, please subscribe. Give us a 5-star rating. We would love to hear from you, the Busted Open Nation. We'll talk to you next week. For Tommy, for Mark, and I, right here on Busted Open. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream the podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.